Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two students, James and Kate, talking about their studies and part-time jobs. First, you'll have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Kate, I'm really busy at the moment trying to manage both my schoolwork and part-time job.
Oh, James, that sounds like a lot to handle. Where do you work?
I managed to get a job working in the local bakery, learning how to make bread and cakes. Since I'm studying business, it's really useful to experience at first hand how a shop is run and interact with the customers.
Wow, it sounds really interesting. I'd love to come in and try the produce one day. Is it nearby?
It's about 15 minutes away, which is frustrating because it's too far to walk from my house and I have to drive there. Despite the commute, my tutor recommended it to me as it's renowned in certain circles for being a very well-run and successful business.
Is it a part of the Kingfisher Baker's chain?
No, it's an independent family-run store, which is good because they're really supportive and eager to help me with the information I need.
How do you find the theoretical aspect of the schoolwork?
I find the practical work far more interesting, but my tutors are really enthusiastic and I get on well with my classmates, which makes the lessons a lot more enjoyable. Also, I recently found out that I can complete the theoretical aspects of the course within 1 year, because of the practical experience I'm getting.
Wow, that's great.
I know, I was so relieved. I find the theory pretty hard to understand, so I was really worried about taking it for another year.
Do you get assessed every term, or just once at the end of each academic year?
No, there's an assessment every term, which is great because it really takes the pressure off. In the first term, it's really relaxed. You conduct your own experiments on your topic of choice, and then everyone in your class assesses each other as a practical exercise. It's just a shame that practical experience doesn't count towards the grades.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, enough about me. What are you studying?
Oh, I'm not sure what I want to study yet, but I've been making inquiries about the English language course.
Do you know what career path you're interested in following?
Since Spanish is my first language, I thought that studying English would be really beneficial if I decided to apply for a job in England. I really enjoy art, and I'm very creative, but I don't think that becoming an artist is a very practical choice. I was thinking of using my passion for art in a different way, like working as a curator in an art exhibition, for example.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. I think you'd be good at that.
The problem is that the course is very expensive, as you have to buy materials yourself, and they don't offer any scholarships to cover expenses. I need to order a catalog of the courses on offer so I can see if there are any other modules that might perhaps be cheaper to study.
Luckily, the courses don't start until September, so at least you have plenty of time to get organized.
I can't believe I have to wait until September. I'm already so excited about starting.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
What other art-focused modules could you choose from?
History of art is my first choice, since there isn't so much expense involved. I think it would be really interesting, as they invite a number of guest lecturers from across the globe to speak on specialist subjects.
That sounds great. What about sculpture?
Well, sculpture looked like a really suitable option at first, since it's the easiest course. But again, the utensils and materials aren't provided, so you have to spend a lot of money on supplies. I'm also considering the option of digital painting. There isn't much reading involved, and the accommodation is located inside the studio, so you would never have to worry about commuting.
Commuting is such an inconvenience, so that's definitely a big advantage. What do you think of art theory?
That's definitely an option for me. There are no exams, as you get assessed on your coursework and research is conducted independently, so you can work from home, which is really convenient. The only other option is photography, but I'm not so keen on that.
Why not?
I've just never really been interested in it, and I see it more as a medium for documentation rather than an art form. You're also required to buy one of those really expensive cameras with a digital display and micro-focus capabilities, which I can't afford.
Well, let me know what course you decide on.
I will. Thanks for talking it over with me.
No problem. See you later.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.